I'm curious, from your perspective, what other opportunities does generative AI create for marketers, or even specifically in the context of content creation?
So two sides to the answer for marketers. There's application to almost every stage of the funnel that we run with. From the initial awareness and content creation at that stage, so brainstorming, ideation, even the plugins within ChatGPT that pretty much turn a question into the mind map. It's great. It's something that can take your idea beyond, you know, the two or three takes that you and your team can discuss and give you opportunities to refine it. To finding some of the resources and maybe experts, not the exact resource, but just asking who is an expert in that area, again, can take you beyond just a general internet search. Then content creation, obviously. I would never go and say, create the full report on such and such. Actually, there are some best practices that suggest it. What I would suggest is having a very clearly outlined either agenda or table of contents, and then go in pretty much section by section for the first draft, and then deeper refining, then using the ChatGPT with more clarifying questions and case studies to build it out. But it dramatically, like if you've ever done an ebook for 20, 30, 40 pages, to have the exact ideas and then to fill them out and explain them, this is such a fantastic start. Then again, expect 3 to 4 to 5 heavy edits, expect to run it by your own subject matter experts. But you have so much more to start with than a poor writer has to look at the white blank page and, you know, start from nothing. So this kind of first draft generation, fantastic. Some of the prompts that are able to take on a brand voice or a persona of someone with an expertise or a layman also changes it dramatically. Sometimes it's really hard to keep the voices separately. And again, it can give you a very good start. Pretty much starting a prompt is pretend you are a chief marketing officer at a company, or pretend you are a first year university student or high school something student. And then you will get a very similar topics in a very different voice and complexity overall. And then we talk about the possibilities of not just ChatGPT, but AI overall in personalization. So you can combine a list of spreadsheet and customer information or company information and ask to apply this specific messaging and make it unique to those companies. Emails, I'm sure everyone's using it for emails, saves endless amount of time just within those applications.